Professor. Amen. It's good to be here with you all tonight. Amen. And I'm glad to be here. A few months ago, I came through here with Brother Ray and Sister Debbie and had a chance to meet you all. There were some little people that when I came to today, they seen me coming and they bust through the doors. And I don't usually get that kind of greeting from children. A lot of times it's the opposite. Oh, no, here he comes. Amen. And so it was a blessing. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. Certainly appreciate it. I don't take it lightly, and I do understand how you feel. I understand your heart. Amen. And so I love you all. You all are wonderful. Amen. You all could say amen. There was a compliment in there somewhere. Praise the Lord. I don't want to beleaguer the time. I do want you to know a little bit about me. Praise the Lord, because I know you receive me with open arms, but I'm still a little bit of a stranger. So I want to let you know a little bit about me. I also want you to know there's another Anthony here, and we're holding down that corner. So I want you all to know that we had it hung. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I expect the loudest amen to come from that over there somewhere. Praise the Lord. I'm from San Francisco Bay Area. Amen. Little town called Emeryville, California. Anybody ever heard the name Emeryville? Okay, we got a few. Praise the Lord. I don't usually get that many. Amen. Live currently in the city of Richmond, California. Praise the Lord. Despite all the horrible news you might hear about Richmond, it seems like the only time it's on national news outside of the Bay Area, some bad news. Richmond's a nice little place, and there's about 50 people that make up all the trouble. Amen. Praise the Lord. Got saved when I was 14 years of age. The Lord saved me. Praise the Lord. And brought me out of my sin. Amen. Before I got saved, I got involved in the occult. Me and the devil have a hate relationship. Not a love-hate, but a hate relationship. Praise the Lord. There's nothing about him I like. There's nothing about him I enjoy. When I was in the world, he deceived me, lied to me, tricked me, and almost got me wrapped up and sent to hell. So I don't like him at all. Period. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I hope you're in the same boat. Amen. Because that fellow is no good. Amen. So I got involved early. And so the Lord was merciful to me because I tried my best. I bought a book. And the book said I was trying to make me a wand. Praise the Lord. If any of you have seen Harry Potter, if you didn't see it, thank the Lord. If you've seen it, we're praying for you. But they had a wand, and so the book said to do these things with a wand, and one of them was to get up early in the morning before the break of dawn and have your wand out there, and you say a certain incantation, and it would, you know, be empowered or something like that. Every single time I tried get up before the break of dawn, praise the Lord, I said, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up early. Praise the Lord. Every single time. When I woke up, the sun was in the sky. Every single time. Man. Now, we had day camp. You know, they took us to these different places. Got to be down at the school. Catch the bus by 6 o'clock, not a problem. But I'm trying to get this wand thing going. And every time that I determined, I went to bed early, you know, when you're 12, 13, that's like a criminal offense to go to bed early. But I was determined. I'm going to go to bed, and I'm going to get up and do this incantation every single time. Sun in that middle of the sky. This thing is not working. What's going on here? When I got 14 years of age, my sister got sick. She was a troublemaker. She was the black sheep of the family. Excuse the pun. Praise the Lord. Can't laugh at this trouble. Can't, you know. Praise the Lord. She was always in trouble. Praise the Lord. She got pregnant early and had a baby at 16. She was smoking weed and doing all kind of crazy things and disobeying parents and all that. So then she got saved. And I said, man, what done happened to you? What kind of church you going to? Because I was, we know when we were kids, we were going to a church. I was a little guy, and people would go to church, pack the place out, but wouldn't change their lifestyle. Nothing would happen, so I didn't think anything was to it. She came back saved. So she witnessed to me. And I said, I got to go down to that church and see what happened to you. And I went down there and I pulled around and got saved. Praise the Lord. When I got saved, I was a loud, vocal witness. I was not ashamed. Everybody and his mother-in-law was going to know that I was saved, and that Jesus saved me. Praise the Lord. And so at school, I just looked at that as that was a mission field. I said, goody, these folks need to be saved. So everybody in the school knew I was a principal, all the way down to the younger seventh grader knew I was saved. After I discovered that there was a new creature at the school. I hadn't known it before. And when I got saved, I found out about it. Praise the Lord. This is what I found. Everybody knew I was saved. I was, the teacher had to tell me, you can't witness in the middle of class. Before class, good. After class, good. Not in the middle. Okay. Obey them, they have the rules. But I found this creature that I didn't know existed. And this is the creature who would come up to me and say, at secret agent Christians in school. And so whenever they come up to me, I would say, what? And y'all remember high school. You had 5 minutes to get to class. And so they'd come up to me and tell me, I'm a Christian too. And so in the middle of exchanging classes, what you say? Why did you hide it from me? I'm all loud. Bless his name. Praise the Lord. People tend to look in and everything. Praise God. I wasn't ashamed of it. I'm still not ashamed of who he is because he's real. And he's alive today. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Let's give God some praise. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Bless his name. Bless his name. Lord, we bless you. We praise you. We glorify you. You're a wonderful Savior. You're a mighty God. And we worship you. We give you praise. Now, Lord, we thank you for what you've done already. And we praise you for what you're getting ready to do. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Go with me in your Bibles to St. Mark, chapter 1. And I have a few scriptures. Amen. You know, some people's tradition, I'm not saying you have to do it, but I always give a cautionary statement before I go into the scriptures because I have a few of them. Praise the Lord. If your custom is to stand as the word is read, praise the Lord, and you stand all the way through the scriptures, you're wonderful. If you stand and find out I really do have a number of scriptures, and you sit down, you're still wonderful. And if you don't stand at all and you just read the scripture from your Bible on your lap, you're still wonderful. Is that all right? Amen. St. Mark chapter 1, verse 39. In Mark chapter 1, verse 39. Scripture says, and he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Then go to Matthew, chapter 4, starting at verse 23. Matthew 4:23, the Bible says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Then go with me over to chapter 8 of Matthew. Down at verse 14. And the Bible says, and when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the devils, cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. And go to Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Praise the Lord. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And go with me to Luke chapter 6. Starting at verse 17. Came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea of coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. And then go with me to this last passage in St. Luke chapter 13, starting at verse 10. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Amen. Just to want to share in your hearing for a few minutes, deliverer. Deliverer. Amen. You can have your seat. Praise the Lord. I met Brother Ray and Sister Debbie a few years ago at Christian Camp, Little River Christian Camp. It was the Northwest Outreach Ministry. Is that what it is? Okay. Praise the Lord. Had the privilege of meeting them and a number of other brothers and sisters that I didn't know I had. Praise the Lord. And we've had a lot of fun and enjoyable times together, meeting together at the camp. And praise the Lord. Earlier this year, I had the privilege of staying in one of their homes. Praise the Lord. It was between here and Portland. Praise the Lord. And so we had a little time of fellowship, and I was on to Portland. Praise the Lord. And so I told him I would be in the area, and Pastor and I talked. This is my third service today, and so I was right here in the area, and so I said, can I come and hang out with you all? And they said, yes, you can come. Praise the Lord. And Brother Ray, for whatever reason, felt like he needed to insist that I wear a couple of his ties today. And I told him, I brought ties with me. He said, no. You take a pick, choose one of these ties, and then he left. I said, well, I guess he's serious, so let me pick a tie for each suit. And so I did that. Praise the Lord. I am living in his house, and I'm drinking his water, and I'm showering with his water, and I'm enjoying staying there, so I guess I had to do what he said. Okay. And so this is one of those ties. Thank you, Brother Ray. Amen. I guess my two ties I brought didn't have to work this weekend. Praise the Lord. So they'll be reserved for another weekend. Amen. The rest of us had to work, and my two ties had to stay off. So not quite how that worked, but it worked. Praise the Lord. I always enjoy him. Last time I was here, he put me in jail. I was hoping the jail was still in effect so I could put him in jail. You could have... I was going to, man, is that jail I was going to have in jail all service. You all weren't going to have a drummer, I was going to say. Keep him there until... Just put me in jail. I was innocent. Praise the Lord. It's a democratic conspiracy. No, I'll just play. Praise the Lord. We're in the house of the Lord. And we don't do comedy clubs and sports clubs. And we don't go see comedians and all that. You all say amen. Don't incriminate yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't do that. So since we're in the house of the Lord, we might as well enjoy it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord our God is a deliverer. He's a life changer, bondage breaker. He destroys shackles and lets us go free. Hallelujah. Now, the thing about it is, we are not innocent. Any shackle you get, you deserve it. Praise the Lord. You're not innocent at all. None of us here are innocent unless you're under three. We got anything under three? They used to say 12, but how many of you remember when you were 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, you were guilty of sin? Same man. You're just as wrong as you could be. What's the first thing you did when your mother caught you in the cookie jar and said, "Did you eat them cookies?" "No!" And you got crumbs. All on your fingers, all on your mouth, everywhere. You're just as guilty as you could possibly be, and you're lying, and nobody had to teach you. Isn't that amazing? Nobody had to teach you. This is how you lie. No, instinctive, you were born with it. Bless his name. Hallelujah. The way we know that we're saved, this is how you know this thing is real. If you have this thought in the back of your mind, is it really real? Is he really going to come back? You know, is it real? Am I just going for the sake of going? Praise the Lord. I used this example this afternoon. Before you got saved, you didn't care. You didn't care at all. Did you wrong? Cheated on you? Lied to you? Stole your shoes, your backpack, your jacket, your wallet, your money, your wristwatch, whatever it was, stole it and didn't care. Did not care. Not one bit. Somebody approached you about it. "Yeah, I took it. What about it? What you going to do?" Take out your little birdcage. You remember? You didn't care. Praise the Lord. Ladies, you know, did your thing back in the corner somewhere, and praise the Lord. Your man found out, lied to his face. No! It was tears. Is it turn on the waterworks? Just phone. And just be lying to your teeth. Didn't care. But when you came to Jesus, and the moment you thought that you might have possibly did something wrong, you'd come weeping and say, "Oh, oh." You're at the altar, "Oh, oh." And the pastor say, "What's wrong?" "I think I might have took Brother Ray's pencil." Conviction doesn't let you get away because you accepted Jesus. That's how you know this thing is real. It's not a joke. It's not a game. This thing is real. If you think you might have possibly cut somebody off on the freeway, you're apologizing. "Oh, I'm sorry." You ever did that? You're in the car and the guy behind you, "Ah," and you said, "Oh, I'm sorry." Before you got saved, you was like, "Whatever, man." You got saved, now you're apologizing. In the mirror. Praise the Lord. This thing right here is real. Bless his name. We need God to be a deliverer because we have an enemy that's out to destroy us. Praise the Lord. Comes to plague us, comes to cause us problems. Praise the Lord. Brings many disorders and diseases and ailments our way. Praise the Lord. He attacks us from any and every side. Praise the Lord. Many times we deal with this not knowing that we have all of the protection, the armor that we need. Praise the Lord. What sense does it make for a young man to go out and play tackle football and not have pads on? What sense does it make not to have a helmet? What sense does it make to box and not have your proper gear? Praise the Lord. He came to deliver, but he has also set us up to protect ourselves in him. Bless his name. A lot of things happen because we're unprotected, because we don't know the word, and we don't practice the word. Praise the Lord. The word is not just to be read, but it's practical. The word of God is full of blueprints. How many of you all understand what a blueprint is? You ever read one? A blueprint is just, ladies, a blueprint is just a design. Yeah, see, there's a blueprint right there. It's just a design of the inside of a building or an automobile. That's all it is. You already know. The ladies, not. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The blueprint. God's word is full of blueprints. Bless his name. One of the first blueprints that the Bible has, praise the Lord, is Noah's Ark. Praise the Lord. God showed him how to construct the ark, beam by beam, plank by plank, level by level. Praise the Lord. We like to teach in Sunday school 2x2, but the clean animals were 7x7. And then the unclean were 2x2. This was a massive construction that God gave Noah. Now, what you may not have known, praise the Lord, years ago when our government came up with the idea of an aircraft carrier, guess where they got the blueprint? Out of your Bible in Genesis, Noah's Ark. Praise the Lord. The ark was unsinkable. They talk about the Titanic, but we know what happened. Yeah, we can give you the address of where that Titanic is. Noah's ark was unsinkable. Bless his name. And not a bit of it was made out of metal. It was all wood. And yet it withstood 120 days in the water. Praise the Lord. No break, no port, in the water, and withstood a storm that engulfed the world. And the only way it stopped was where the water receded and parked it by a mountain. Bless his name. God established blueprints. Blueprints are all in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, we have blueprints also. Praise the Lord. There's blueprints for our deliverance. There's blueprints for our healing. There's blueprints for how we do ministry. There's blueprints for how we live and how we treat our wives, how we treat our children, how you treat your husband. Laid out in Scripture. If we follow them, we don't fail. If we don't follow them, we fail all over ourselves. Bless his name. Glory to God. I've seen the Lord do a lot of healing and deliverance and demons cast out. And this ought to be a regular occurrence in a New Testament church. Amen. It should be regular that people are getting saved, that demons are cast out, that bodies are being healed, because there are always going to be problems. You're always going to have new people. You're going to always have troubled people. You're going to always have sick people. Bless his name. And the witness that comes out of the church that makes the world pay attention is things happen in the house of God that don't happen anywhere else. Bless his name. Glory to God. The Bible says, if you can believe, all things are possible to those that believe. Bless his name. There is nothing that you're dealing with that he cannot deliver you from. There's nothing that you're dealing with that he can't heal you from. There's no challenge that you have in this life that he can't free you of. Bless his name. He'll either deliver you from it or he'll deliver you through it. Bless his name. But he is capable of delivering you. Hallelujah. I'm a believer that we can live free, separated from all sin, free and separated from sickness and disease. Now, I'm not a fanatic. I'm not one of them crazy folks that think, Well, you're sick, so you sin. No, I'm not one of them. Look at somebody say, thank the Lord. Bless his name. But the enemy comes to attack us because if we're sick, we can't do a good job. Bless his name. You can't even go to the earth secular job and do a good job if you're sick. Praise the Lord. So you can't do a good job if you're sick in the Lord. But the exciting thing about it is he's made provision for us. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Our victory has already been gotten for us through the cross. Everything we have in Christ is because of that rugged cross, that bloody cross. Praise the Lord. Thorny, bloody, heavy cross that they hung our Savior on. Everything that has gotten for us in this life right now is through that cross. Bless his name. And so that cross means the world to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your victory has gotten through the cross. The scripture says, by his stripes you were healed. Bless his name. Glory to God. That means that your healing has already been provided for. He's not going to go and get it. He's already done it. Hallelujah. I know that there's some that say, just believe it. Your body has to catch up. Praise the Lord. We've still been trying to catch up. Doesn't work like that. The way it works, though, is that it has already been gotten for you and is waiting for you. Praise the Lord. And you have to bring it from there to here through your faith. Praise the Lord. You know, before I got saved, before we got saved, because we're all in this boat together, faith was easy. They have faith. Okay. It wasn't a problem. Somebody's helping me preach over there. Praise the Lord. It was a problem. It was no problem before we got saved. But after we got saved, all of a sudden, faith became an algebraic equation. You ever notice that? It's like, what is faith? Oh, my God. So before you got saved, have faith. Okay. Got saved. What is faith? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The reason the devil doesn't want you to understand faith is faith is the one and only tool that God gave us to receive from him. Praise the Lord. And then we don't have to go get it. We already have it. The scripture says in Romans 12:3, at the end of the verse, that God gave to every man the measure of faith. And you understand, ladies, in the King James, when they say man, talking about the species of man, not the man. Right? Okay. Praise the Lord. I don't want you all to throw me out. There's always more women than men in church. Hallelujah. And so I want to be on the side of the women. Praise the Lord. Because when the brothers say, oh, we're going to have church anyway, Pastor, I'm going to go with the women. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God has given us faith already. Let me ask you a question. Did anybody inspect their chair when you came to church tonight? Did you look under the chair? Make sure all the screws and bolts are in the right place. Praise the Lord. Check to make sure the legs were good and wasn't one longer than the other. Did anybody check your chair? Praise the Lord. Praise team, did you check the stool before you sat on it? You just kind of sat down. You didn't even check. Didn't look. Didn't do nothing. Just sat down. Praise the Lord. How many of you checked your car before you left to come to church tonight? You didn't check the spark plugs? You did. What's wrong with your car? Oh, okay. I had one of them. You know what I did with it? You're right. Got me another car. Praise the Lord. Because you're supposed to get in it, turn the ignition, and go. Not get in it and say, okay, today's a new day. You're a nice car. Washing cleans you up. You look good. Now, we're going to go to church tonight. Need your cooperation. If your car does that, you need to sell it. Hallelujah. Because you're supposed to be able to get it, turn the ignition, and go. Bless his name. I said that because you already illustrate faith. Because you already have it. Hallelujah. You may need to exercise it, but you have it already. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is as real today as he's ever been. Some of us, in our imagination, and I did this when I was a little younger. Praise the Lord. I just turned gray just the other day. And I'm still trying to figure out how that happened. With the bed, dark hair. Woke up gray-headed. Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I wish my look was more like yours. Then I wouldn't have to try to comb it and cut it. I could just say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name. But I understand that we already have the measure of faith. We don't have to go get it. We don't have to pay for it. Praise the Lord. It's not a treasure hunt. It's already in us. And all we have to do is exercise the faith we have. Bless his name. When we exercise the faith we have, God brings the thing we need from where he is to where we are. You need to be healed. Your healing has already been prepared for you. Doesn't have to go prepare it. He already knew what condition you would be in at this moment in time. The Bible says, from the foundations of the world, hallelujah, the crucifixion was going to occur, you and I in Christ was going to happen, your healing, praise the Lord, has already been prepared for you. Hallelujah. That means that he's not doing a preparation trying to go find your healing. He's already got it for you. Hallelujah. I ran across people who said, praise the Lord, when the Lord wants to heal me, then he'll heal me. I got news for you. The same God that made provision for your salvation, made provision for your healing, made provision for your miracle, made provision for you already. So we're not waiting on him. He's waiting for us. Bless his name. Nothing says because you had a few decades roll by, praise the Lord, that at some point God picked an arbitrary number and said, I'm not doing no more miracles for people over 70. Yet sometimes we act like that. You all are so quiet. To be Pentecostal, you are just quiet. If I hadn't been here before, I'd have a question mark right there. Amen. You all are Pentecostal. Boy, that was really lots of enthusiasm. You got to tone it down, man. That was just too much. I couldn't hardly take it. Let's try this again. Let's pretend like we really are Pentecostal. Praise the Lord. Don't worry, you're not the only one. I have to do this regularly. Bless his name. Hallelujah. We have a legacy. You got to keep the legacy up. Praise the Lord. The God that we serve is a deliverer. He's a life changer, a bondage breaker. Praise the Lord. And the only way he'll break bondages is through your faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this and then I'll be finished and we're going to pray. Let's share some testimonies and then we'll pray. Praise the Lord. There's a few scriptures, praise the Lord, where Jesus says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole. Bless his name. The power of your deliverance is in you. The power of your healing is in you. Hallelujah. He didn't say, my great power healed you. He said, your faith made you whole. Because what your faith does is it causes God to move. Your faith causes God to move. I don't know if, there's only a few people I've run across that ever prayed complaining. Only a few people that I've ever ran into that prayed complaining. They just complained. Why haven't you did it? What's wrong with you? You know I need you. What's going on? Do you hear me? I need you to do this now. I don't understand why you're not doing it. What's wrong with you? You said complaining. Bless his name. Now, one of those individuals was David. But if you read the Psalms, he starts off complaining. And when you get to the end of it, he's praising. Praise the Lord. And I surmise that, because this is what happens. I don't know if you ever experienced this. You know, when you pray and then you start complaining, guess where the Spirit of God goes? Heading to the exit. Because your complaint does not move God. He's not trying to hear you cry and complain. What moves God is your faith. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you can be having a high time in the Lord and praising Him, and somebody go to complaining, stops out the door. Because He doesn't move by complaint. And got news for you. There is no complaint department in heaven. You can't write heaven a letter and complain because there's no department. He responds to faith. Your faith makes you whole. Bless his name. So as we pray tonight and pray for your needs, your conditions, your issues, your disorders, your problems, praise the Lord, your healing is going to come because you believe. Praise the Lord. As the preacher, we have to believe because some of you all's conditions are downright intimidating. Praise the Lord. But the God we serve is not intimidated by anything that you have. Bless his name. Glory to God. That he's got enough to move in your behalf. Everybody stand. Come on, put your hands together. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me share these testimonies with you. I got three of them. Amen. I share this everywhere I go because my wife might be with me one of these times. Praise the Lord. And I want a good report when she does come. Praise the Lord. Pastor, I I share all over the country this little tidbit of wisdom of staying married for years. Praise the Lord. We have the privilege of being and remaining married for 41 years. Praise the Lord. And this is the secret. If you've been married for 5 years, getting ready to get married, brother, this is the secret. I'm sharing this out of the bottom of my heart. I could make you pay for it, but I'm giving it to you for free. Bless his name. Here's the secret. Ladies, if your husband don't know, tell him the secret. Praise the Lord. You all been married a long time. You really got it down, huh? Yeah, you got it. I can tell. You can always tell when you got it down. I'm not going to tell you how I know, so. Praise the Lord. Obey. I would drop the mic, but I'm a guest, so I'm not dropping the mic. Praise the Lord. Amen. My wife told me that I can only share 3 testimonies. And so, I'm only going to share 3. Praise the Lord. It's a long way back to San Francisco, and when she comes, and somebody sneak up here, it never fails, sneak up here and tell her, praise the Lord, then that's 8 hours of hearing, I told you, only share 3 testimonies. Do you have any idea how many times you can say that in 8 hours? It's a long ride home. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just amen. But she did tell me, only 3 testimonies. So let me share these testimonies with you. Just this afternoon, praise the Lord, a brother came up for prayer. He had a cane. He said his knees were killing him. Praise the Lord, but he wanted prayer. We prayed for him. Praise the Lord. And the Lord touched him and asked him to walk to the wall and come back. And he walked to the wall. He said, well, it's getting better. Praise the Lord. Then he mentioned that he had, praise the Lord, some back problems and, praise God, and bulging disc. And I said, well, you should have said that in the beginning. Then we could have prayed for everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't ask parts and parcels. Praise the Lord. Whatever the need is, just get rid of it. No need to get rid of something and you got 99 more. That don't make any sense. Praise the Lord. We prayed again. This time, instead of the man, praise the Lord, walking with his cane like we thought he should, like we thought he was carrying his cane like this, not touching the floor at all. Praise the Lord. And then we prayed one last time, and then he was carrying his cane like this. In a matter of minutes, praise the Lord. You know, I didn't even know nothing was on there. Oops. Praise the Lord. Same on the guest. In a matter of minutes, the man was walking under his own power without his cane. Bless his name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Last week, I just came back Monday. I was in Alabama. Never been to Alabama in my life. But the brother and the Lord invited me to come. And came, and the Lord opened all kind of doors. And for 2 weeks, I thought I might be speaking, you know, 3 Sundays and a couple of Wednesday nights. Praise the Lord. I was busy from Sunday all that week. People dropping by the house and calling, I heard you got a preacher in town. Have them come over and pray for me. And so I'm busy all week, and then turn the corner and preached again, and busy all that week. And so when I get on a plane, I'm tired because I didn't get a break. Praise the Lord. On that first Sunday night, there was a young lady who was missing something in her knee. And on her way to church, she had a little toddler, and the toddler threw the toy out the window. And those of you who had toddlers know that toddlers have no sense of rhyme or reason. They're liable to do anything. And so the child threw the toy out the window. So she stopped the car, got out the window, got out the door, went to get the toy, misjudged it, stepped on the toy, and fell. and fell on those knees that were already hurting. But she came to church anyway. Praise the Lord. When we prayed for her, the Lord touched her. Since she was in high school, she hadn't been able to do those knee deep ends that we used to do, stoop down. Praise the Lord, she couldn't do that. But after the prayer, she did it three times. And then she did start doing this number. And the pulpit way it was designed, similar to this, with stairs going up, and then some more stairs and some more stairs into the choir stand. So she decided to run up the stairs and then run back down. I said, "How your knees feel?" She said, "Great." She said, "I'm going to go run around the church." So she took off. And came back. And the church was not a small church. Hallelujah. The Lord completely healed her. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Bless his name. There's a lot of it, so I'm going to share this one. Praise the Lord. I was at a little church on a Sunday morning. They were having church in an auto body shop. I said, "Man, I can't wait to preach in this church in an auto body shop." Praise the Lord. And the preacher's mother was there. She had four strokes. Praise the Lord. And you know, when you have a stroke, it messes you up. And it messed up her writing so that she couldn't write straight. And when she tried to, you know, do a letter, then she'd be writing all over the letter and she can't hardly get it straight. Praise the Lord. And she wanted prayer so that she could write straight and legibly. And so we prayed, and I said, "Get her a pen and a piece of paper. See, what's the point in praying if you don't believe it?" So I said, "If you went and got a paper," and praise the Lord, and she wrote. Praise the Lord, didn't have no lines on it. She wrote her name in a straight line, legibly. So me, a visitor, first time seeing her handwriting, I could read her handwriting. I asked the church. Everybody in the church knew about her and her handwriting. I said, "Now, was that the way it was before?" "No, she couldn't write straight." Everybody could testify that the Lord moved on her that morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. I apologize. I know it's a little long with those testimonies. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray. We're going to ask God to forgive us for any and all sins. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask God to forgive us for holding grudges. Praise the Lord. People who hurt us, lied to us, broke our hearts, disappointed us, discouraged us, devastated us, abandoned us, owe us. We're going to forgive them. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And then I want to ask you that as the Lord brings these names and pictures and faces up in your memory, praise the Lord, no matter how long they've been buried, when he brings them up, I want to ask you to forgive them. Even if you've forgiven them already, we're going to submit to the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord, and forgive at his instruction. We're going to let it all go. I've discovered that unforgiveness is a key thing that prevents us from receiving our miracle and hinders us from being healed. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to lay all that down. We're going to lift up the cross. Praise the Lord. And glorify God for his cross and everything he's gotten for us through his cross. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to pray for your particular need. Amen. Pray with me. Say, "Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I lay them down right now. I don't want them anymore. Lord Jesus, forgive me for holding grudges against people who hurt me, who broke my heart, who lied to me, who lied on me, who devastated me, abandoned me, disappointed me. Hallelujah. That still owe me. I let it all go. I don't want it anymore. Lord Jesus, I lift up your cross. I lift up your cross. And I glorify your cross. In Jesus' name. I bless you for the cross. For my victory is in the cross. My deliverance is in the cross. My healing is in the cross. My salvation is in the cross. I praise you for the cross. Right here, right now, in Jesus' name. Come on, put your hands together and praise God. Praise him for what he's already done. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have a need before the Lord. Whatever your condition is, we want to pray for it. Hallelujah. You don't have a condition that he can't heal. It is not a bondage that can't be broken.